Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, former Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Every Barbadian knows that this time of year is high season for tourist arrivals in the island. Indeed, at the end of December 2024, the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association reported a 94% occupancy rate for the month for its approximately 6,000 hotel rooms. This number does not include the many visitors accommodated in the innumerable Airbnbs, small bed and breakfast establishments, and other forms of accommodation that have proliferated across the island in recent years. The BHTA also reported recently that the industry was adding capacity, with four new hotels under construction in Barbados. The planned Hyatt Ziva in Bridgetown alone will add another 380 rooms and 40 condominiums to the stock. Of course, tourism and the high demand for hotel rooms in Barbados at this time of year is nothing new. 75 years ago today, on February 10, 1952, Miss Ethel Keisch, a member of the Barbados Hotel's publicity committee, was reported to have told the Advocate newspaper that the island's hotels were full. There was a very slender chance of anyone being able to obtain bookings at the majority of the city's hotels for the present month, she said. Of course, the stock of tourist accommodation available in Barbados in 1952 was much smaller than it is today. According to figures provided by Ms. Keisch, in February of that year, the island had accommodation for approximately 880 visitors, including 575 rooms in hotels, 125 in residential clubs, and 180 in guest houses. Noting that advanced bookings for the month of March were very favourable, she suggested that the island could do with a few more hotels during the first 3 months of the year, which are generally the busiest. However, she conceded that the existing number of hotel rooms had in the past been sufficient to cater to the people who sought accommodation during the remainder of the year. Ms. Keisch concluded her remarks on the availability of hotel rooms in Barbados by alluding to a problem raised by generations of hoteliers and tourism officials down the years to the present. If people came to the island more steadily during the rest of the year, she suggested, there would definitely be a case for providing more hotel rooms in the island. Returning to the present, we can say with confidence that if the plans to build more hotels in Barbados over the next couple of years are any indication, the Barbados tourist industry of today is well on the way to meet the concerns expressed by Ms. Keisch 75 years ago. That is, not only to ensure that there is sufficient accommodation for the increased numbers of visitors to the island each high season, but to improve the occupancy rates during the rest of the year.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.